Vibe higher, bitch. Vibe higher. Welcome to Superficial Magic, the most magical place on the planet. I am your host, Megan Granger, and as always, we are joined by producer Crystal Chris.
Hey.
Hi, Crystal Chris.
Hey.
It's been a minute since we've been with everyone, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Went home for Thanksgiving. My dad got COVID. Pretty exciting.
Terrible.
Yeah. And then I thought I had COVID. I don't think I've had it. I just got tested and it said negative. So
your hair had COVID.
My hair had COVID. Had not washed my hair in a while. But I think everything's going to be fine. We're back. We're here. I'm here to get you through the rest of shit show 2020. And let's get pumped up for 2021 because it's going to be better. It has
it's
to be better.
Magic, yeah.
Yeah. Today's episode is kind of just to throw us back in. It's a little bit of everything. I went over to my friend Val Bloom's house. Maybe you recognize her from The Young and the Restless or Vanderpump's Rules or just a lot of different things. But she's really on the pulse of wellness. You know, do you have friends that are just like, have you tried this new herb or this new thing? And blah, blah, blah. I eat at two restaurants. I know of one vitamin. And that's just what I'll do until I die. And so when I have people who try new things and do new things and know what's going on.
Yeah.
I want to ask them for some tips. Today's show is presented by Beachly. I'm super excited to be working with them. Beachly is a box of beach-inspired apparel and accessories delivered 4 times per year with at least $180 of retail value inside each box, but only costs $99 per box. Ooh.
I love that.
With Beachly, you get 6 to 8 pieces of premium apparel, and proceeds from each box sold funds beach cleanups by Heal the Bay. That's important.
Yeah.
Yeah, you choose either quarterly or annual payments, and I love this part. You can cancel at any time. So I really recommend it. Go to their website and use the promo MAGIC to get $20 off your subscription. Again, use our code MAGIC at the checkout at beach.ly today. Anyway, come follow me at Vibe Higher Bitch on Instagram. Join the Superficial Magic Facebook group. Leave a review if you're so inclined. It makes a world of difference. I hope you guys have a great week, and we will talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Turn it on and, you know, just get casual. Mm-hmm. Just get cozy.
Oh, tonight, right now.
Yeah, I don't think I could get any cozier, but I'll
You're
try.
Pretty much reclined. You're literally at a 20% incline right now. Which puts
I'm going to make it 100.
Okay. Good night.
Bye.
Sweet dreams.
So it is late at night.
Very late.
It's very late. Probably well past Vale's bedtime. We are at her house. It's absolutely amazing. The lights outside, she lives up in the hills and you can see all of Los Angeles.
They sparkle.
They sparkle. And you said it's maybe because they're at different frequencies.
I think it's because all the different colors of lights have different wavelengths, each color. So they probably travel at different wavelengths.
It and then looks it hits like us. Disney.
It does.
Is real.
Yeah. It's basically subtle Christmas lights, all sparkly. But to me, what it looks like, if we're getting all, you know, if we're going in that direction,
mm-hmm.
The house is shaped a little bit like a boat, if you've noticed, right? It's on these funny angles and it's really oblong. And then there's that railing that you can see through. I feel like it's a boat and you're looking down at the sea of the cosmos.
Oh, no.
And it kind of reverses things. And I probably sound fully crazy
saying
it like that.
I'm just going to admit something crazy that I did. We went out on your balcony and you were like, this tree was so close to dying. It was this beautiful giant tree.
It is a eucalyptus. It is. It is a eucalyptus.
Yes, it is. And
but maybe it had a rebirth.
You were like, it was so close to dying. And I just knew your next sentence was going to be until I started speaking to it and giving it positive affirmations. And blah, blah, blah. And instead you were like, and then I started watering it and giving it fertilizer or something. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, there's room for both. You know, I need to be, I need to remember that things need water.
Yeah, it's always good to remember that there is the functional. We live in a functional body.
Yeah, you know, like sometimes I just get so excited by the spiritual that I kind of want to zone out.
Mm-hmm.
I know
you might have more vata energy, right?
Oh,
which means you can eat and consume things that will bring your energy back down into kind of like your sacral center.
Interesting. Is that why I always want heavy?
Yeah.
Shit.
Mm-hmm. So that helps me a lot too. You know, every time I have a baby, which is like pretty much every time I have sex, nine months later. So
two babies now for Vale.
Yeah. And after you have a baby, your energy is all vata and you need to bring it back down because basically, I mean, maybe I'm saying this wrong because the energy of a baby coming out of you is downward, right? But basically,
it's like a kundalini
out of you and you need to bring your energy more central and like within you.
Ooh.
And there's foods that make a huge difference in Vedic tradition.
I hope they're french fries and Cheetos. What are the real foods that they suggest?
Oh, ghee.
Boring.
Warm things. Lots of turmeric. I don't even know. Cocoa milk. You know, coconut milk.
Okay.
Coconut cream. Heavier things, though. I wish I could speak more intelligently about it, but in one ear, out the other, I forget. I'm not sure.
Hey, Deepak Chopra over here. Just giving us our Vedic. Remember when I made everybody go to a Vedic psychic?
Yes, a Vedic astrologer.
Yeah, no.
No?
You might be thinking of Sean, which...
Ooh, I want to go to
still. Oh my gosh.
I maybe should because it's my birthday on Friday the 13th.
Ooh. You absolutely should, and you should get it done for the babies thing.
Okay, well, my favorite thing lately is this thing called My Human Design.
Okay,
Did I send something to you?
No, but I interviewed a woman about human design.
Okay, so human design is a thing, right? But there is a woman named, I guess, and I could be mispronouncing her name because I've only read it. I've heard her in her video. It's Jenna Zoe, I think.
Okay.
But what I really like is the way she's formatted it. And it's a synthesis of like Chinese I Ching and Vedic astrology and Kundalini.
Human design is just like every single thing that's ever happened on the planet intertwined,
but it's really sophisticated the way she does it. So it's
absolutely
not as blunt as another human design thing. So human design as a whole, I guess this is helpful because I've only become introduced to human design through her, and she's got a little layered, more detailed twist on it. So
she did her own little thing.
Yeah. And it's really, really great and really specific. And it's very easy to navigate, and it helps you decondition and like deframe things that you've carried with you. There's videos you can download. So what I found I liked about this site, it's a website, myhumandesign.com. And then I follow her on Instagram too. She has not that many followers, so I don't know how I discovered her I'm obsessed with her now. I feel like she would have millions. She probably will soon. But it's so helpful, and it's all about showing you your soul's true purpose and what it was that you were meant to come here to do and getting back to that. And basically helping you, like there's some people that practice makes perfect and you're supposed to practice and practice your special skill. And there's other people that know, you know what, like you have a natural talent. Do not go seeking it. Like, don't wear it out. You're fine enough. It's already there. Like, and people will come to you because your aura already attracts
it. Well, it's funny that you're saying this because I've been thinking so much lately about like, you really can't look at anyone else's story. You really can't. Every story is so individual.
And there's no one better at being you than you. And I know it's cliche, but it's so true.
You really have to. Okay, this is a really weird example of this. When I was in middle school, not the coolest girl, but I would always feel like...
I'm pretty sure you were really cool. I would have been friends with you.
Absolutely. But you would
not
have been.
The coolest girl right here.
I don't believe you. But I would, like, there was this popular girl that I was friends with.
Mm-hmm.
And if I could have her over at my house or like on vacation with me, I wouldn't feel worried about what I was missing out on because I was with her. It was so weird.
Yeah.
Even when I was little, I remember thinking like, this is weird that I have tied my psyche and like
you were the most self-aware 14-year-old. It's so in the strange. Of human
I was
beings.
Probably like 10, to be honest. Geez. And I was just like, that's odd. And it is odd, but we are so conditioned. I mean, maybe we're not. I'm certainly more addicted to it than most people. I remember my preschool teacher would always be like, Megan, worry about Megan. Because I'd be like, Timothy's trying, like just always, you know, all up in other people's shit. And I want to copy them.
I think you're just social and you enjoy the social exchange.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I just want somebody to show me what to do. And it's not possible. Mm-hmm. So there has to be some balance between like admiring people and seeking out their advice, but not doing shit that doesn't work for you.
Yeah. So 100%. And I really think this version of my human design does that because it alleviates, it organizes things. Like you could have a profile of like a 2-4 and then you can know which life you're on. Whoa. In the sequence of lives, because some people might have a 6-2 or a 6, you know, a 6-4. And if it's higher,
a 6-9,
a 69 all the way. If it's higher, if the first number is higher, it means you're coming back basically to share your knowledge
and
help other people here. Whereas if you have a lower number,
right,
it means this is a personal journey for you. And part of your lesson in this life is to prove to yourself your worth. And it's not like you're self-absorbed. It's just that your journey should be more self-focused in this life. And so people that are coming back from a life, they actually do not feel satisfaction. And it doesn't work well from them unless they know that they're helping people and they can see the help on their faces. Whereas then the people, you know, but those types of people that are like a 6-2 or a 6-4, they shouldn't be alone in a room meditating by themselves and
exactly.
won't learn that much. They need the social exchange and that's okay.
Yep.
Whereas the ones that are on the personal journey, they're the ones that are really going to get the benefit and feel that deep satiation, if that's the pronunciation. Satiated. They'll feel satiated by, you know, alone time with themselves on the top of a mountain, and they'll learn more and reflect and they'll feel calmer and more confident in themselves.
It's really dawning on me more and more.
And the whole fabric of the world and humanity needs every single
Everybody's
person
a thread.
On each component to rise as a collective consciousness later together.
Because we're all one thing. It has to be something deeper than that because that's too sad.
Like, no, I think it's funny because I can't really actually go there, but I was developing a sci-fi film earlier today and we were contemplating making it be a parallel to like basically a meditation on enlightenment, you know, and maybe like, I don't want to even, never mind. We'll go there next time. But let's see how I can say this. I think the more and more evolved and enlightened people become, the less they are going to be able to connect with the majority of human beings, and that's okay. And it's gonna be lonelier, and ultimately loneliness and oneness is probably the same, but that might be too abstract for people to really
I think it makes sense. I have this thing on my Pinterest board that's like, never resent the solitude of raising your standards.
I love that.
Ooh, you know, so that's a completely different point.
That's okay. I'm happy to like meander with you.
Yeah. I mean, you better be
because I'm like half asleep right now. Yeah. So I feel like I'm sort of dreaming.
I think a really fun and easier way, human design is awesome. And if you have time and patience, please delve into it. I love it. Mm-hmm. But if you are one of the people who aren't going to get as much digging on the computer, just figure out your north node.
Oh yeah.
And that'll kind of do some of the tricky work for you. And then, you know, you can get your human design later.
Yeah. And north node is where you're heading in life, right?
Yeah, it's where and then you have your south node, which is where you shouldn't be heading. And your south node is when they read it to you. You can do it to yourself on the internet. It's like all of the shit you want to you're just drawn to that you're like, God, why can't I stop doing this?
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, that's why. So I find that super, super helpful. Here is where I want to go next with you.
Yes.
What metaphysically are you into right now?
Well, okay, so we're going with metaphysically. I was going to try and be witty and think of like several other things I could say. Okay, but subtle energy techniques.
Ooh, may I see that?
By Cindy Dale.
Cindy Dale.
Healing streams of grace.
What? Is that the same? That's in this book, or that's a different thing?
And it's so great. It basically just gives you these ways to communicate with your guides.
Stop.
Yeah. And it's for obviously the highest vibration and serving like the highest good for all. And you can ask for more guidance, but it really streamlines things. And of course, you have to hand it over to source power, and because really source power or God or whatever you would like to call him, her, it is the only one that truly knows what is in the best interest of all.
Yes,
right.
Yes.
But you can sort of make requests and ask and be shown some more signs in your life.
Please.
You have to have good intentions, though, which is what I love. You
tell
know?
Me a story about you doing this.
I wish I prepared notes, because there's always that thought of like, how much do I want to admit on a podcast that people are going to listen to, since the last one I admitted that I shit my pants and then completely regretted it.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, there's just a lot of signs, and you'll know them. And it basically affirms that like you're on the right path, not like anyone talking to you or like a voice. Things just become really clear, really fast, really quickly. Situations will present themselves that will force things to move in a certain direction, whether it be a work relationship, a romantic relationship.
I think I have a example of this. My mm-hmm. friend called me today. Her and her boyfriend broke up a month ago. She's absolutely heartbroken. And today he accidentally sent her a romantic text for someone else.
Yeah.
And yeah. She was like, I think it's my guides, like just telling me, get the fuck over him. He's a piece of shit.
And reaffirm you're in the right place.
Mm-hmm.
There are things like that. Yeah, 100%. That's a really simple, easy to understand one, because we've all had those instances.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I once got a 20-minute message from an ex-boyfriend of him out at a bar talking about how we should break up. So,
before? Yeah, I know. That's a big tip.
Yeah.
And so then how did you prepare? Because I just want to like hang out with you and hear your side too, because you're so endlessly fun to hear your anecdotes. How did you prepare for that?
Conversation,
war. Like, how did you get back at him?
Going hot. Before he... But wait, what am I talking about?
About how you overheard a guy
planning
your breakup before he had the balls to break up with you.
He was just like, I don't think we're
a douche, by the way, right?
Like, he was like, I don't think we're going to work. He was like, she doesn't drink. And this was so long ago before I got like technically sober. I hated drinking for some reason. I have no idea why, because I became a crazy alcoholic after. Maybe this is why. Maybe I can blame it on him. Yeah. He was like, she just doesn't drink, and like I feel like she's judging me if I drink. And it was 20 minutes of how like I'm just
he
so
wanted permission to be a functioning alcoholic.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So anywho, I was just like, funny news. I got a message from you last night. And he was like, oh, fuck. You know,
while he was drinking, I presume.
Yes. Out at a bar.
Interesting correlation.
And he was one of those really nice boyfriends who has a bunch of shame. So he immediately spiraled. Aww. And, you know, I felt a lot better about it because he felt as bad as I did.
Yeah. And you didn't even have to try. He was instantly as miserable as you were.
Exactly. Yeah. So now you're getting it. But I don't know how to think of my guides. I don't get it.
I mean, this book would really help. She breaks it down. She's great. I first discovered her. I think she was actually a guest on NPR.
Oh.
Yeah, which I was shocked about because it was really hippy-dippy content. But it was basically her thoughts on how to deal with the virus at first.
Oh.
And if you are infected, how to kind of try to heal yourself and you know, I guess, you know, at a cellular level, sort of instruct your cells how to deal with the virus.
And what was her tips?
I mean, that was really far out for me. But just by her book, I think she wrote a whole book actually too for COVID and released it right after COVID.
Wow. What a overachiever. Yeah. I love her.
She's an overachiever. I was super tripped out because Cindy Dale sounds like Cindy Vale, and my mom's name is Cindy and I'm Vale too. So I was like, I have to get to know this woman. But your guides, right? You just got to acknowledge them. And, you know, seen and unseen.
I just think of a group of people standing by me,
mm-hmm.
bored.
I hardly think anyone looking at your life would be bored. They're probably constantly cracking up and like, I feel like your future self is one of your guys looking back and laughing at you along the way. No, not me, like, or anyone, just like you.
Oh, I love that.
Like ghosts of, you know, girlfriends past, like Matthew McConaughey, but like for Megan, you're one of your own guides.
I love that. I feel like there's a meditation where I did that, and it was one of the most helpful things I've ever done, where you are your 90-year-old self.
Oh, yeah.
And you're just looking back.
Which is interesting because everyone always puts you at the 5-year-old self in the green triangle.
Exactly.
And you look at how you relate and what you really feel at that age, because that's probably when some traumas might have occurred. But the 90-year-old self is an interesting,
so much wisdom
converse,
because
to that.
If time isn't real, then that person exists right now and can probably communicate some information.
That's a really great tool. So may I ask you?
Yes.
Okay, so you know, I've done so much in my life, unfortunately or fortunately, however you want to look at it, but
definitely
used to drink, definitely used to try drugs. I was, you know, sober, not because I needed to be, but I needed to be. I was pregnant or breastfeeding for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So that really, you know, well, it just was longer than I probably ever would have done it if I was scheduling it myself, you know. But what I'm saying, tying that into a spiritual experience, I think that sort of the next level of true spiritual testimony or challenges is you can always kind of start exploring it, right? But if you're using, you know, someone's offered me to do ayahuasca recently and I just have no interest, but I used to. And the reason why is I really personally have this funny thing now where I'm like, I want to get to those same places that I've reached in, you know, months of meditations.
Mm.
And maybe where I had a little glimpse, because I think drugs are like a little shortcut glimpse sometimes, you know?
For sure.
But what I really want is to live with that on a daily basis sober. So if I could really access those spaces but while being consistently sober and still reach this high spiritual experience that has really moved me, that I think is the true testament for me spiritually in life. So I've sort of decided I'm just not.
I think that's beautiful.
Yeah, but that's an interesting thing that I've been up to, and it's an accident. It's not even really intentional or that was conscious. That was unconscious that I was like deciding to become conscious, I guess.
Wow.
Yeah.
What things in COVID have come up for you?
Right. And this is such a touchy subject because it's obviously nothing. There's too much tragedy for anything to be just a straight positive. So it's all bittersweet. But random things, like I could find so many millions of little things I'm grateful, from the fact that like when my regular coffee wasn't at the store because the grocery stores were chaos at first, right? I was forced to buy this expensive mushroom coffee that I never would have bought before ever. And now I'm fully voluntarily addicted to that because it has lion's mane in it. And creatively, I find it so perfect.
What's lion's mane?
It's an adaptogenic mushroom, and it's specifically good for mind focus and creativity. And I will write for 3 hours straight or 4 hours straight without getting distracted. And I'm so inspired and stimulated, but it also takes all the bad stuff out of coffee. Like sometimes you can get a caffeine boost and then you crash, right?
I saw it out on your counter.
I'm obsessed. And I really think it sharpened my mind a bit using it consistently over time. But so silly things as small as that, I never would have tried that. And I know it, you know, and I've found it in a really amazing tool to help focus my ass and get it to the chair. And
what's it called?
Mushroom coffee, Four Sigmatic mushroom coffee. I wish they'd sponsor me. It's the most amazing thing.
Is it really expensive?
No, it's not that expensive. It's a little bit more, but it's worth every single penny. And I got a subscription. I'm that into it.
No shit. Yeah. Ingrid's been saying that I should get that for months.
Yeah, it's something special. It's because it takes the bad side out of coffee, maybe the synergy of the caffeine and the mushroom. That plus alpha lipoic acid, which is a nerve. It just helps coat your nerves in your brain, which also synergizes with glutathione, which you should be taking for COVID.
Yes.
You know, it basically makes your glutathione work even better. Ooh. And maximizes it. But the alpha lipoic acid with these lion's mane and chaga mushrooms, and, you know, we should read the back. Maybe there's another mushroom in there. But these mind focus mushrooms and memory, it's truly something special. I don't even enjoy writing that much without
like
it anymore.
There have been 5 things in my life that I need answers to, and you have answered them all today.
Well, aside from the fact that like you showed up wearing a head to toe sleeveless gray onesie,
everything we're going through is the same.
What else was it? I forget.
I mean, so many things.
That to me, guides, when you hear a message a few times, a few different ways, because maybe a guide is, you know, kind of working on your subconscious and bringing it more in your subconscious to say it out loud, or someone around you, or whatever.
Yeah. Dude.
Yeah. I've never baked chocolate chip cookies. This is a really silly example, which is why I didn't say it earlier, but I'm going to just say it now. But it's silly. Like, I'm talking about much deeper stuff when I say guides, but this is a really silly, straightforward example. I've never baked chocolate chip cookies by myself alone.
Okay.
I've never done it at night. It's not like a COVID habit of mine. It's not like a nighttime habit of mine. And I got off a work conference call. It was a late one. We kept having to push it back. But like, when do work hours stop these days? And what
never.
Days? You know, it's just like whenever.
I'm over at your house at 11 o'clock at
yeah,
night.
Yeah, that's true. And it's totally okay. I was so excited to see you. Oh my gosh, we should do a podcast from a hot air balloon. All right, we're going to plan our hot air balloon later. But basically, I do my work call. I get off the work call at like 8:30 at night. The babies are sleeping. I say to myself, I think I just got to make some chocolate chip cookies tonight. Sometimes it's going to be a Friday night where you cook cookies by yourself. You bake some cookies. It's one of the bake your cookies by yourself kind of nights. Like, I was just saying it 3 times on repeat and smiling, and I did a twirl. And I even said it not just inside my head, but out loud. And I go to the oven, and I have a 1950 something like super retro oven, and it's on 400 degrees and burning hot, meaning either my cleaning lady or the nanny had left it on for hours.
Gosh.
So that, I don't know what that was. And maybe it's not even that dangerous, but I don't think it's great to leave a burning hot oven overnight. And the oven is right below my baby's room.
Whoa.
And I don't know actually scientifically what can happen. Maybe nothing would happen, but it's a 1950s oven. I don't think you're supposed to leave ovens on super hot. And it was weird. I never would have caught it. I've never baked cookies by myself. I bake cookies for my kids in the middle of the day.
Right.
You know? So.
Yeah, I am on board with that. I think that's the perfect example.
But it sounds so superficial because it's like maybe it was just intuition. But sometimes maybe that's what a guide is. Or
yeah.
Maybe, you know, but or maybe, you know, you just don't know. So the thing is if you want to tune in with them, ask to tune in with them and ask in this sort of beautiful way that she's laid out in this book.
I can't wait. It's Subtle Energy Techniques by Cindy Dale. I want to let you go to sleep. I feel like you're going to feel like, oh, I didn't say anything.
I totally feel like I didn't say anything. And I'm like, shit, I need to prepare and be more interesting next time and awake.
Wrong. You've said so much.
I feel like, thank you. That's so sweet. I hope I didn't bore everybody.
You didn't.
Okay. Well, can you tell me something fun about yourself? Because I just love hearing about it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. What's fun about me?
Well, what have you been doing in your podcast lately? Have you already talked about what you've learned from COVID or what you're up to? Or?
I haven't learned anything from COVID.
Yeah. Oh, well, you know, I mean, I am learning the violin, as you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, but I mean, who isn't learning a musical interest? Right? Well, you also sort of learn like, even with all the time in the world, I'm still just like a procrastinating asshole.
Yeah.
That's a good lesson
completely.
To learn too. You know?
Yeah. And I like being inside.
Oh my gosh. Okay. That's one thing, right? I, of course, realized building on your FOMO issue. I totally realize when it's eliminated and you don't have to feel like potentially socially you're missing out.
It's heaven.
And you take that pressure off. You're like, I kind of like just staying in.
I
want to
ground. I want to ground the whole world
for 3 days.
Forever.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you don't have the social pressure of like.
Yeah.
Expectations.
No one's having fun.
Or. Yeah.
It's so
and
beautiful.
The other thing is when you do go out safely and you socially distance now, I think because there's no possibility of like, well, where will we go next? It's like, no, you're here at someone's house. You're not going to a bar or an unidentified person's party that like is, you know, just this really crazy chemistry of 150 people. So it sort of is different when you know where you're ending up at the end of the night. So I've identified that I think one of the things that really is exhilarating is maybe the unpredictability or the freedom, so to say. I don't know. You know what I mean?
That's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
So I guess what I'm saying is that for me, I've always known that. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of just like, oh, cool. It's, you know, I don't want anyone to be sick at all. And the fact that people have died is fucking awful.
Of course, of course.
But if you took that away, this would be my dream society.
Yeah. I know what you mean because it just alleviates our guilt.
Yeah.
And I like really enjoy cozying up
it's
and being a homebody.
So cozy. My mom used to always say, you're such a homebody. And I was like, no, I'm not, but I am.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am. Phil. What's your parting words for us?
I recommend getting a book and writing down your favorite Instagram quotes.
Ooh.
Or like any quotes that you see through life. And it's always a fun little simple way to go through them.
We love you, Vale. Thank you for coming on.
Love
we will
you
talk
so
you
much.
Soon.
I hope everyone has sweet dreams, but not if you're driving and it's like 9 a.m.
Yeah.